A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. In the first book, Theophilus, I dealt with all that Jesus did and taught until the day he was taken up, after giving instructions through the Holy Spirit to the apostles whom he had chosen. He presented himself alive to them by many proofs after he had suffered, appearing to them during 40 days and speaking about the kingdom of God. While meeting with them, he enjoined them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father about which you have heard me speak. For John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. When they had gathered together, they asked him, Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom to Israel? He answered them, It is not for you to know the times or seasons that the Father has established by his own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. And you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, throughout Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. When he had said this, as they were looking on, he was lifted up, and a cloud took him from their sight. While they were looking intently at the skies he was going, suddenly two men dressed in white garments stood beside them. They said, Men of Galilee, why are you standing there looking at the sky? This Jesus who has been taken up from you into heaven will return in the same way as you have seen him going into heaven. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. God mounts his throne to shouts of joy, a blare of trumpets for the Lord. All you peoples, clap your hands, shout to God with cries of gladness, for the Lord the Most High, the Awesome, is the great King over all the earth. God mounts his throne to shouts of joy, a blare of trumpets for the Lord. God mounts his throne amid shouts of joy, the Lord amid trumpet blasts. Sing praise to God, sing praise to our King, sing praise. God mounts his throne to shouts of joy, a blare of trumpets for the Lord. For the King of all the earth is God. Sing hymns of praise. God reigns over the nations. God sits upon his holy throne. God mounts his throne to shouts of joy, a blare of trumpets for the Lord. A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Ephesians. Brothers and sisters, may the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation resulting in knowledge of him. May the eyes of your hearts be enlightened, that you may know what is the hope that belongs to his call, what are the riches of glory in his inheritance among the holy ones, and what is the surpassing greatness of his power for us who believe, in accord with the exercise of his great might, which he worked in Christ, raising him from the dead and seating him at his right hand in the heavens, far above every principality, authority, power, and dominion, and every name that is named not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And he put all things beneath his feet and gave him as head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of the one who fills all things in every way. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The Lord be with you and with your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said to his disciples, Go into the whole world and proclaim the gospel to every creature. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. Whoever does not believe will be condemned. These signs will accompany those who believe. In my name, they will drive out demons. They will speak new languages. They will pick up serpents with their hands. And if they drink any deadly thing, it will not harm them. They will lay hands on the sick and they will recover. So then the Lord Jesus, after he spoke to them, was taken up into heaven and took his seat at the right hand of God. But they went forth and preached everywhere while the Lord worked with them and confirmed the word through accompanying signs. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. The Ascension. I want to go all the way back to the beginning of this season, Easter Sunday. Mary Magdalene outside the tomb. You remember the scene. Mary is the first at the tomb. She sees the stone rolled back. And so immediately she's frightened. She doesn't look into the tomb, but she runs. She runs away. She runs to the apostles, to the disciples in the upper room, tells them, the stone has been rolled back. Peter and John run to the tomb. They go in. They see the burial cloths rolled up. They leave. Mary Magdalene, then trailing behind, actually this time now looks into the tomb herself. She bends down, we read in the gospel, and looks into the tomb. And there she sees the two angels, the two men in white sitting there. Peter and John hadn't seen those two angels. They ask her, Woman, why are you weeping? And then Mary, when she backs out of the tomb, sees a gardener right behind her. She doesn't know who it is. And when Jesus, says her name, Mary. All of a sudden, Mary, now her eyes are open and she realizes this is the risen Lord. She hugs him, clings to his feet, and Jesus tells her, "Stop holding on to me, for I have not yet ascended to my Father. But go and tell my disciples, I'm going to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." So really brilliant scene here. We see Mary's transformation when her name is called. She's no longer a person deferring to others, to the apostles. She's no longer crying kind of tears of her old self, but she's no longer bent over. The daughter has become a woman, has become a mother. She stands on her feet now. She sees the Lord Jesus face to face, partners with him, and immediately she sets off on the mission. Her life no longer is about herself, about her needs, her desires, her healing, whatever, her blessings, her pains. Not that that stuff is no longer important or a part of her, but that doesn't define her. That's not her identity, herself. Her identity now is union with Christ and doing the will of Jesus. This is why, again, when Jesus tells her, "Go and tell my brothers," what does Mary do? She doesn't just sit down and reflect again. No, she sets off immediately. And now this bold woman is going to preach to those apostles locked away in that upper room. And she'll continue preaching for the rest of her life, boldly proclaiming the good news to men, to women, children, emperors, whoever. All because of the ascension. This is why the ascension, this is a glorious feast day. This isn't possible if Christ doesn't ascend to heaven. He ascends to heaven so that he can send down, as St. Paul says, his power in Ephesians. It's Mary allowing Jesus to ascend to the Father, not clinging to him. That is just her own personal private relationship with God, about her own comfort, and again, fulfilling her needs. She now receives this power to go out, just like Christ went out throughout his life. Yes, Christ spent time in prayer, time alone, but his life was to die for others, to serve others, to perform miracles, to teach. Let's actually go back even further than Easter Sunday to Good Friday. Remember Pilate's interrogation of Christ, his trial in the Praetorium. Jesus, I think much to our chagrin, doesn't say much. He doesn't defend himself. His life is on the line. I mean, if it was us, we'd think, you know, speak up. You know, this is, again, this is you. You know, you're being accused here. So, you know, defend yourself. Jesus doesn't do that because he realizes his life is greater than just this immediate short-term salvation. He's got a mission greater than just Pilate and even the rabble outside in the Praetorium. His mission is to die for the whole human race and then to be ascended to empower them. So he's sacrificing himself. He's giving himself away. That's why he's not speaking. It's not about defending his life. It's about giving it away, doing the Father's will. The one thing Jesus does say when Pilate asks him, "Are you a king?" He says, "My kingdom is not of this world." So when we ascend, when Christ ascends to heaven and he sends us the Holy Spirit and he puts us on our feet and he puts us out in the mission, just like he did Mary Magdalene, we now are living for heaven. We realize, like Jesus realized in that trial, our lives are greater than just this short-term fulfillment, success, defense, whatever it is. Mary is transformed outside the tomb when Jesus calls her name. He says, "Mary." When she hears her name, Mary, she sees herself greater than just her earthly life. Remember, Jesus said, "Rejoice because your names are written in heaven." Mary sees her name written in heaven. She sees her body in heaven. And our bodies, our names written in heaven, yes, encompass part of our earthly lives, but there's something that it's something far deeper and far greater. Outside of our time, outside of our location, outside of, again, our just immediate needs and preferences, whatever they are. Our bodies in heaven, our names written in heaven. Think of what heaven is. It's union with the Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. It's union with the communion of saints and the angels. All time, all ages, all cultures. We're swept outside of ourselves and become someone and something greater. Still maintaining our identity, but in this beautiful way. That's why Jesus' glorified body is somewhat recognized by the apostles, but also not recognized after the resurrection. They often don't realize it's Jesus, because he's broader than just this Jesus of Nazareth who they knew for 3 years. And his glorified body is ascended, and it sits in heaven now, and that's where we are too. All because of the ascension. So this is the day to embrace that identity, that we are greater than ourselves, and we're called to something greater than just our immediate needs. Today is, this weekend is Mother's Day, and how fitting it is. Like, Ascension is the perfect Mother's Day. You know, the mother sacrifices her body for her child, gives herself away. She's not selfish. Her real joy and pleasure comes in the growth and the fulfillment of her family, of her children. Even when her children are grown and out of the house, she doesn't lose her identity as a mother. And her joy, again, comes in seeing her children and then her grandchildren and so forth flourish. The ascension is the call for us to be real mothers and fathers, not to care just about our own needs, but to give ourselves away. This is why we go to church. This is why we practice our faith. This is why we hand it on, because of the ascension, because we're called to be mothers and fathers. And may that grace that God has called us to bring us into the kingdom now and forever. Amen.